live. We definitely suggest you get there early. The weather's going to be absolutely great. It's going to feel like spring out tomorrow again. Everyone's going to be in a festive mood to party, so, you know, blow off work. Blow off the afternoon and come on out.
So we got a lot of fun things going on there.
Stephen Lynch
mm-hmm.
going to be playing live, all of your favorites.
Yep.
And me and my brother Joe
going to be playing live, doing some of the
parodies you've heard here on the Opie and Anthony show.
That's right.
And we have Tara.
We're going to be crowning Tara, the hottest girl to ever pose naked for the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to officially crown her tomorrow.
Right. Even though there's a competition going on
as we speak.
Yes. As we speak.
On the web.
If you weren't listening yesterday, Spike came in, the first challenger to Tara, and she, you know, she got her photos taken, and her pictures are up right now. And we're encouraging you guys to really take your time with both sets of photos.
Spend some time with them.
Spend some time with them, because the vote is going to be in your hands, guys and mm-hmm. girls.
Yes.
And you have to decide who is the hottest.
Hottest girl. Yeah. Tara or Spike.
So far.
So far.
Right.
Because this is an ongoing thing.
Yes. Whoever wins this
is the king of the hill until the next person comes along.
The next girl comes in and dethrones them. That's right.
Yeah.
But right now, Tara is the hottest girl to ever pose naked.
Right.
We'll crown her tomorrow. And then we're going to tally the votes from the Tara Spike competition that's going on as we speak.
And Tuesday.
Tuesday, we'll announce the winner of that competition.
Right.
Because we want you guys to have the whole weekend to try to decide.
Spend some time with these ladies.
Yeah, take it seriously, you know. Yeah. Really pick them apart and stuff and really make your decision.
A lot of people are saying it's apples and oranges, though, Opie.
True.
They're saying, how can you compare these two girls? Tara is the wholesome girl next door type.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Spike is that,
the wicked girl.
Oh, you're a dirty girl, aren't you? With the latex and whips and chains.
Well, I read about 500 emails before we went on the air. We're reading mm-hmm. every single email. By yeah. the way, it's impossible at this point for us to write you back, unfortunately. And we really like writing everyone back, but we're getting about 1,000 emails a day at this point.
Yeah.
So we have pretty much given up on sending emails back to you guys. So
but keep them coming. We do read them.
Yeah, we read every single one.
One guy said, Tara's the type of girl you bring home, you know, to meet your mom.
Right.
And Spike is the type of girl you just bring home.
Oh.
And then the other trend I'm noticing, a lot of people are saying put Tara's head on Spike's body.
Really?
And a bunch of the guys have put the photos in their Photoshop and their
and they've already sent pictures of what that would look like.
It's pretty funny. We might have to, you know, post a couple of those on the website eventually as well.
Creative little boogers.
But there you go. You guys definitely got to take your time with both sets of photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yo, hello.
What's up?
That chick is nasty. Spike is scary, man.
You don't like that?
It's disgusting. What's up with that? She's gross.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look at her face, man. She's got like that little funky eyebrows. And
she had the Marilyn Manson makeup work.
She got a lot of the makeup on.
Attractive side. That is totally disgusting.
Some guys are into that, though. They like that whole
look. Sorry. That is total fooch, man.
So I guess you're in the Tara camp.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there's a lot of people in the Spy camp, I must say.
Yeah.
It could go either way. It's so wild that the girls are on opposite sides of the spectrum.
Disgusting.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I think the guys that are in the Spike camp can beat the crap out of the guys that are in the Tara camp. Let me just say that.
I'm sure.
All right.
Later on, guys.
Thanks. So, all right, that's something you can participate in today. We like a lot of audience participation on our show.
Yes.
If you haven't figured that out by now. Also, because we are going to the Longshore Brewery tomorrow to do our show live from 3 to 7 in Garden City, we're not going to be in the studio for FU Friday.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging you guys to send in your FUs today through the fax line so we could bring the whole pile of faxes down to the Longshore Brewery and read them on the air.
Yeah.
So you can do that ahead of time as well. The fax line, 212-957-WNEW. The Rock of New York, 1027-WNEW, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Blue on Black. It's Opie and Anthony hanging with you.
Oi.
And we got Spike on the line.
Spike.
She heard us talking about her. Spike.
What's up?
Spike.
What's up?
Happy
How you doing?
Working. You know, I take compliments and constructive criticism fairly well, I think.
Yeah.
But none of those pictures show my face.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, none of them show my face, really. And the only ones that do are really, really fuzzy. So I sent you guys a nice picture in email.
You did?
That, yes, I did, but you can check.
All right.
And if you feel the urge, you can post it up there with the rest of them.
We could do that for you.
You got,
I think Anthony was distracted by your...
your memories.
Yeah, and I was taking pictures of the rest of the stuff.
Are you saying maybe I was taking pictures of other places?
Yes, I was saying you neglected the face, which is not a bad thing, because let me tell you something, I agree, Tara's face beats out mine, but let me tell you something, as a whole, total package,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to say that was, well, I'm not gonna start criticizing on the air because I don't, that's polite, but.
Oh, well, you have a few problems with the Tara?
Oh, no, go ahead, no, you see, I can't.
You could criticize, because then.
You guys have built her up to be like this beautiful rock star, beautiful woman. She's like the most perfect, wonderful thing. How can I compete with that?
Yeah, no, we just said she was the hottest girl so far to take her clothes off on our show. You should have seen what's been in here.
Yeah? You got some.
Oh, my God.
She's got the title so far. We should get you and Tara on the phone to discuss each other's bodies.
I'm
looking at the pictures here. The picture of you bending over before you disrobed. That's a great face shot right there.
It's all right, but you really can't see it because it's really small.
And the other
even
picture.
Even when I blew it up, it didn't come out too good.
Well, I have to compress these things.
All right, then.
There's no compressing my body, honey.
That's for sure. And then the you're a dirty girl picture.
Yeah,
That looks good.
Hello, boys. That one had a decent face shot, except that it was so fuzzy that you really couldn't see it.
What kind of computer are you using?
I got a decent computer and setting them too. I don't know why it wouldn't work.
Wait, Spike, I gotta put you on the line with somebody.
Alrighty.
Who's this?
Tara.
Yeah?
Oh, Tara's on the line. Spike.
What's up?
Oh, we got both girls on the line.
The two competitors. Live.
It's such a good thing that women are more civilized than men. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
It's a beautiful thing that us women are more civilized than men.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, I just want to say something. You are. You got a gorgeous figure.
You got a nice rack.
Thank you very much. And I absolutely agree. Let me tell you something. There was a girl in high school that I had the biggest crush on. She looked exactly like you.
Oh, thank you.
She just had the most beautiful face and the greatest hair I had ever seen in my entire life. I was like, oh.
Your reunion. Everything, you know, like I said, I worked last night and I put, when I got home, I looked at the pictures and,
you know, I don't think the pictures do either of us any justice.
Because,
no, one,
because
they
were see, and two, I do have a better figure. You know what I mean?
It's just, right. No, I agree that if I saw you in person, you probably look a hell of a lot better than those pictures.
Yeah, well, you know, like, it's just, you know, and like I said, I mean, this is like a competition I didn't expect. You know, this was just me.
You decided to go and get naked.
Yeah.
You were like, I didn't want to compete with anybody.
Yeah. And now it's just like a full-blown thing, which is cool, you know. I mean, it's actually been kind of fun. You know, the constructive criticism I try and handle. I don't know if I'm doing as well as you, but you are beautiful, and I hope that you're there tomorrow. You know, I think that would be cool.
Oh, I would very much look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you in person rather than in those pictures, because if they did as bad for you as they did for me, I'll be very happy to see you.
I just, you know, like, it's like I went in there, I was out all day, you know, modeling interviews. I didn't go in there prepared. If I had gone in there prepared, I'm sure I would have done a lot better.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, you're ready, and you're like, you know, and I actually tried to prepare, but I was, like, in a rush to be somewhere. We're on the air with this. That's why they're laughing, aren't they?
I know. They're laughing.
Keep talking, girls. I'm not done yet.
Probably hear this all the time when they go home with their girlfriend or their wives.
Hold on.
Girls. We had to dump out of you.
No cursing, please.
I know. I skipped on that one.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Well, I think we got it.
You guys are taking this way too hard. You guys... I wish I could email you the 1,000 emails that we're getting on both of you guys.
No, I mean,
people
love
you, both of you.
No, I'm glad that everybody does. You know what I'm saying? But it's, believe me, like, I went up there for me, and now, like, I got probably the whole tri-state area telling me what's wrong with me.
No. No, that's not true. More people are saying how gorgeous you are than what's wrong with you.
Exactly. Right, yeah. They're all saying what's right with you. They're like,
I mean, it's so easy to focus on, like, the negative because it just makes for fun radio. But the fact is that both of you guys are getting so many more positive emails than negative.
That's cool. Oh, positive emails from girls.
But that's kind of boring. You know, that's kind of boring. It's just, it's more fun to just talk about.
I mean, it's always cool to mock.
Spike.
There's got to be some mocking, and I expected that. Like I said, what did I say? The whole meadow's in there. There's going to be some. I know there is.
Hey, Spike.
Oh, yeah.
If I may speak to Spike for a moment.
Oh, feel free.
Spike, a lot of chicks coming out for you.
Yeah?
Saying that you're really hot and they'd like you to whip their asses.
You let them send you some pictures and you tell me which ones you like the best.
Yeah, you do the scanning.
Yeah, Spike's into chicks.
I'm there, dude.
That is so cool.
Well,
I know what we're going to have to do now when we do this in the future, Opie.
Huh.
We are going to have to get a professional photographer down here to take these pictures.
You know, I would think that somebody would have called.
Well,
an offer.
They're calling like crazy, but, you know, we want to take the pictures.
Oh, come on. Well, you should be there, but you got
to We'll take a couple. If we're going to continue this concept, we'll take a few photography lessons. How's that?
Sure.
There we go.
You got to go Polaroid. The digital camera's not doing it, man. Not doing it.
Ah, but it's so fast
and easy.
But
you know what? What's cool about it, though, is tomorrow when I get there, you know, I can just show them. There'll be no question about it. And I mean, it's actually boosted my confidence in a lot. I work in Scores, and there are billions of beautiful women in that club. And it's done a lot for my self-esteem and my confidence.
We would love to get both of you together up on stage tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm sure
together.
I will tell you, the guys will love you both. Yes.
Cool.
And we're encouraging everyone to vote, and we are going to crown the winner of this competition Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So everyone has a whole weekend to really look over the pictures and really decide for themselves.
Okay, cool.
But right now, the voting's really interesting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give any hints which way it's going.
Well, you're so different, the two of you. It's amazing.
It's like, you know, it's funny because, like, I think looks are deceiving on my end. But that's besides the point. Well, I'll take that as a good thing. And
it is a good thing.
Let me take you out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love connection.
I'm sure somebody like Tara has a boyfriend already, okay? Yeah. Yes, I do.
I'm sure he would love to have one.
I'm sure he would.
And Spike, I'm also counting how many guys want to be whipped by you, by the way. It's over 100.
Well, let me tell you something. I sent you guys my Mistress Intensity email address, and you can put that on the website if you feel the urge, and I'll get some customers that way.
Cool. We'll do that for you.
You want to do a little percentage thing? I'll make you guys my little manager if you get a cut.
We can figure something out.
Nah.
That's called pimping.
Okay, well,
pimping ain't easy.
That depends on what I'm doing, but okay.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for both of you checking in, Tara and Spike.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice
to
meet you, boys.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. We'll put you both on hold then. Tara, you're definitely going to be there. Spike, you going to be there tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
All right, so both girls will be at the Longshore Brewery when we broadcast live tomorrow from 3 to 7.
Great.
All right, hold on, girls. I think I got them both on hold. There you go. That was a little treat, huh?
Yeah, that was nice.
Rick, you got to give Spike my personal email address for those pictures.
Okay.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York with The Clash and London Calling. We are starting to play a lot more Clash on the radio these days. I like it a lot. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
And we are still trying to clean up the mess we got ourselves into yesterday on the show. We're finding out more and more about yesterday's show as we continue here. And, explain what we did to Black Earl yesterday.
We didn't do anything. We had Spike, lovely dominatrix, come in, and she had a whip, chains, handcuffs, and somehow Earl got dragged in here, handcuffed to a mic stand, and whipped by Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was a little odd that an African man as Earl is would be chained and whipped in a studio. Not that PC, I guess.
Well, the interesting thing is Earl locked himself in that studio behind you, Anthony.
Yes.
He was in the dark and he didn't want any part of the whipping.
No. Yes. Well, can you blame the man?
And then one
Opie.
And then someone who works at NEW found the master key to the studio, and they unlocked the door, and then Earl was dragged into the studio.
Oh.
We cannot deny that part of it. And then Rick decides to handcuff him to the mic stand.
Rick did that?
Yeah, Rick did that.
I thought Spike did that.
And then Spike, pushed his head down, so, you know, he's up against the counter, and then he got a whipping.
Oh, my God.
I also found the key.
All right, so you freed him, too. You're a regular Abe Lincoln.
Now, we got Black Earl in the studio.
Hello.
And if you look at the pictures on the website, it really looks like... I know it sounded pretty brutal to listen to on the radio yesterday, but if you look at the pictures, it's obvious that Earl was enjoying himself yesterday when he was chained in.
Sure he was.
He was.
Well, maybe you can ask Earl.
Earl, were you enjoying yourself yesterday?
To a degree, yes. To a degree, no.
Well, we've just been informed by our spies that work here at NEW, our go-between between us and management, that a couple black activist groups have called on your behalf,
oh,
Earl.
Geez. Go home. Don't go away, please. It's just radio, guys. Go home.
Oh, boy.
They are coming out of the woodwork to defend you, Earl. And as we all know, Johnny Cochran is in town.
So well, this I guess speed's too high.
I guess it's the fringe people, though, that they were a little too late to hop on the cause that is going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here to help Earl, I guess.
I would kill to get a copy of those phone calls coming into management from the black activist groups about black Earl.
Well, in Anthony's defense.
What's this I hear about Black Earl being whipped? We have spent 200 years fighting this type of oppression only to have a man named Black Earl be whipped on your show? I am outraged.
In Anthony's defense, he wanted no part of it.
I wanted no part of it.
Well, I didn't want any part of it. Break out the tape.
I just wanted to stand back and watch and enjoy.
It was so wrong, but I don't know. It was funny as hell.
I don't know. Well, I don't see how race has to come into it. We brought Ben in. Ben the fag.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, bent over the counter, and I don't think he was too willing. And he got whipped by Spike.
Yep.
But then Black Earl being whipped, all of a sudden there's a problem. Why don't the activists come out to bend the fags defense?
Well, a couple of gay groups have called as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Something about gay bashing.
Ben isn't even gay!
I know, that's the problem.
The poor guy has a nickname, Ben the Fag. Yeah. He's not gay. It's probably the worst nickname for a straight guy to have.
Yeah.
And now gay groups are coming trying to defend him.
So the gay groups are coming out of the woodwork to defend Ben the Fag, who's not even gay.
Right.
And black activists are coming out of the woodwork to defend Black Earl.
Who
doesn't want their defense?
We're like, I don't know, we're like a radar jamming system for groups. We confuse the hell out of all of them, I think.
Yes, we do.
We got a gay group defending a guy who isn't gay. But his name is Ben the Fag.
And we got the black guys, defending Black Earl.
Black Earl.
And he's the whitest black guy I've ever met in my life.
So. Who's called Black Earl because he wears black.
That's the only reason
check
we call
the pictures.
Him. Yeah, check the pictures for yourself. He wears black every single day here at NEW. He even said on April Fool's he's going to wear all white or something just to freak everyone out.
A white polyester suit.
But we have been here 8 months. We've never seen Black Earl wear anything but black.
Oh, my God.
You must stop this insanity. We will never listen to NEW again. Like we were listening anyway.
We got to call Scott Herman, see if he's gotten the calls.
Upstairs?
I'm really curious.
Have they been filtered or have they gone upstairs?
Who knows? But
well.
All right, but the pictures are on the website for you to judge for yourself. But it looked like Earl was enjoying himself.
Gee, I sure hope Reverend Al doesn't call in about this.
You know, I have a feeling he just might.
Oh, I certainly hope he doesn't. Boy, that would be horrible. Stay tuned to see if he doesn't call in.
By the way, there's a comment about Ben the Fag and the instant feedback.
Wait a minute. You got a pen?
Start writing the Reverend Al.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ixnay on the Reverend Al Sharpton A. But they're talking about Ben the Fag.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ben is obviously gay. And then they said Liberace hit it better than Ben the Fag.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a picture of Ben on the website, in the background of all the mayhem that was going on last night.
By the way, first picture of Tara on Spike's body has come in.
Whoa!
Is that bizarre looking?
Get out of here!
It doesn't quite work. Good work, but not quite good enough.
Well, you got to keep...
It's a little odd, isn't it?
Well, you got to keep the blonde hair on Tara. Because they put the face on...
Yeah, they just put transferred faces.
Right.
But it kind of looks freaky.
It does look freaky. You got to keep the blonde hair on Tara.
Yeah.
Whoever sent that, do it again with the blonde hair on Tara.
It's hysterical.
You guys are having just too much fun with this whole damn thing. Hey, Earl.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are we ready for tomorrow, by the way?
Yes, sir.
We are so psyched for this, man. We want everybody to join us. Get there early. We're going to start broadcasting 3 o'clock, Longshore Brewery, Garden City. We got
music, hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending a couple of people to Miami. We have two trips to Miami, thanks to Priceline. And it's going to be fun.
And we have Tara and Spike showing up.
Ooh.
You get to see Black Earl.
Yeah.
Might show you his ass to show you where the whip marks are.
It's just going to be... These things are known to just snowball once we get them started.
Yes.
So get there early and just be prepared for a damn good time. A lot of fun.
Got to give it to Earl, too. He worked his ass off to help us with this live broadcast Earl. Tomorrow.
Yeah, get some more... We got some interesting stuff to give away.
Oh, it's just going to be great. So make sure you get down to the Lone Shore Brewery tomorrow. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's Creed from their debut CD. My Own Prison is the name of the CD. That's a track called One. A band from Tallahassee, Florida, doing quite well with their first CD. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey!
And there's so much excitement around the NEW studios. It's just so good to feel this excitement finally coming from this radio station.
When was the last time there was this kind of excitement? The live broadcast from the original Woodstock?
I don't know, but the halls are happening. People are running all over the place getting ready for our live broadcast tomorrow at the Longshore Brewery.
They have a purpose, Opie. They're running around like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see.
It's going to be fun tomorrow when we broadcast live in Garden City from 3 to 7.
I'm psyched because we were listening to Spike and Tara talking to each other on the phone, our two competitors, and they're showing up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Both of them.
God knows what's going to happen on that stage.
Tara, maybe in her cute little lingerie, and Spike in that latex suit, just opposite ends of the spectrum.
That latex outfit from hell.
Did we also mention Mindy? From Big Butt Magazine's gonna be there?
Is she?
Yeah, that's what Rick said.
She's aboard for our party?
She's gonna, if you're into, fat asses, you'll be into her.
Well, she's got the title for the fattest ass to show up on our show.
Yeah, we'll give her like a little crown and a Twinkie or something.
And then we got Stephen Lynch, we got you and your brother doing some parody.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be absolutely sick tomorrow. And people are running around still preparing for tomorrow's broadcast. Also, we're taking the FU Friday on the road, obviously, so we're encouraging you guys to get your FU faxes in today so we could just put them all in a folder and read them while we're on the air tomorrow down there in Garden City. So the fax line is 212-957-WNEW.
And if you're going to be there live, we'll take your FUs live.
That's true.
Now, are we bringing this thing down there in?
What do you got?
Are we bringing... What? I mean...
Oh, my God. What is that?
This could be the trophy for, like, hottest girl ever to pose naked on our show. We could put some writing on this, and this will be the official trophy.
That is a reproduction of the male organ in large size, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Atop a hoppity-hop type ball.
Yeah.
And I guess you're supposed to climb aboard.
Well, yeah. We got to thank the gang from PleasurePlay.com for donating a lot of the stuff we're giving away tomorrow.
Yeah, PleasurePlay came through, and they're going to be giving away some of the consolation prizes.
Yeah, I just don't know what you're supposed to do with this.
For Valentine's Day, Opie, I think somebody could find a use for that.
So you think we should bring this down with us?
Sure.
Okay.
You could give it away. Maybe someone will want to try it out. Take it for a test run. I guess you just climb aboard and hop. And it doesn't need a handle, because you'll be holding on with some other region.
All I have to say is, when it gets down to this, you might as well just give up having sex. If you got to, like, mount a dildo on a hoppity-hop, just give it up.
Some people are into that. Some people are into the pleasure aspect.
I'm sure a lot of people buy this as a goof gag, but yeah. I'm sure there are other people that really use this.
Well, the goof gags get dangerous when... you're getting frisky with your significant other around the house, maybe have a couple of drinks in you, and then it comes out, and you're like, hey, let's give that a try. And it just gets ugly. Don't ask me to explain how I know that.
Right. But I don't know. I guess we could bring this.
Yeah, we'll bring that down.
We'll put this on display tomorrow. We'll
give it to somebody.
And is it true? All right. No, we shouldn't talk about all the gifts that we got.
All the fun little gifts. No, but of course they tie into the Valentine's Day festivities.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a Valentine, maybe you could use some of these gifts.
Okay.
That's all.
Also, more excitement on the radio starting tomorrow as well. We're starting that Grammy trip.
Yes,
where all weekend long you got a chance to win 7-pack CD sets.
you know, from Aerosmith, Matthews, Hole, Pearl Jam, the list goes on and on. And then one of the winners from the weekend will be flying out to L.A. for the Grammys. That starts tomorrow as well. So as you could see, the station is finally coming to life.
Yes.
Coming to life here? Coming alive here.
Coming to life.
Coming to life here. My God.
Or, like, just kicking ass.
Whatever. All right.